Blog Talk Radio.
To show the way from the earth to the cross.
Give God a hand clap in this place. Or if you came to lift up the name of Jesus, come on, lift your hands in the air and say, I plan to lift him up today. I just came to give God some praise today. We came to just give God all the glory and all the honor on today. Hallelujah. Lord, I lift your name on high. Hallelujah. We thank you so much for joining us today. We welcome you, first of all, to the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, the birthplace of gospel music. We are so grateful to have you in the place today. As I always say, you could have been anywhere else in the city of Chicago, but you chose to be in this place and space. God bless you for coming out and being with us today. For those of you watching online via our live streams, Facebook and YouTube, we say God bless you and thank you this morning. Do us a very small favor. Go ahead and hit that share button and let the world know, let all your friends know, your buddies, that you tuned in to the birthplace of gospel music, and we will be eternally grateful for you. Amen. Amen. Our scripture text today comes from Acts chapter 13. Acts chapter 13, starting at the 42nd verse. Acts chapter 13, starting at the 42nd verse. One more time. Acts chapter 13, starting at the 42nd verse. I'll tell y'all later why I ain't got no voice. Acts chapter 13, starting at the 42nd verse. Amen. And it reads, if you're able to stand, for those of you who are standing, thank you so much. If you're able to stand, please stand in reverence to the word of God. Amen. Again, Acts chapter 13. Acts chapter 13, starting at the 42nd verse. And it reads, and when the Jews were gone out of the synagogue, the Gentiles besought that these words might be preached to them the next Sabbath. Now, when the congregation was broken up, many of the Jews and religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. And the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of God. But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy and spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you. But seeing ye put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. For so hath the Lord commanded us, saying these words, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord, and as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. The word of God is already blessed. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you this morning. Lord God, we thank you for another Sunday. Lord God, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to be able to enter your house today, God. Now, God, we ask that you would inhabit the praises of your people on today. Inhabit the preached word today, God. Let nothing hinder our praise and worship unto you. And we'll be so careful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise which you so richly deserve. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Every heart said amen. Oh, come on, say it like you mean it, amen. Oh, come on, put your hands together as we continue in worship. Can I get a few true worshipers just to say, I'm going to give all I got today.
Come on, put your hands together. This hymn goes glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burdens down, thank you.
Y'all don't want to stop. Come on, put your hands together. Come on, church. Y'all do the chorus one more time.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Lift my name, my burden down. Glory, glory.
Every
sound goes
higher and higher,
higher and higher.
Since I laid my burden down. Every round
goes
higher and higher,
higher and higher. Since I laid my burden down.
And when it's all over down here, I'm going home.
Live with Jesus.
Come on, win.
Since I laid my burden down,
I'm going home
to
live
with Jesus. Since I laid my burden down,
this little light of mine.
All right now.
I'm gonna let it shine, this little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, this little light of mine. I'm gonna
let it shine
everywhere I go. Everywhere I go,
I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine.
Jesus gave it to me. Come on, church.
Jesus gave it to me. I'm gonna let it shine.
Jesus gave it to me.
I'm gonna let it shine.
Jesus gave it to me.
I'm gonna let it shine.
Come on, put your hands together. Hallelujah in this place. I said hallelujah in this place. Hallelujah in this place. He's worthy to be praised. I said he's worthy to be praised. How do you know he's worthy? Because he woke me up this morning. I said he woke me up this morning and started me on my way. I was clothed in my right mind, activity of my limbs. So this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Hallelujah in here. You think that alarm clock woke you up? No, it was God's grace and his mercy. Is there a witness in this room? You better act like you know what it be. It's like to be a child of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. God's been too good. Whether you know it or not, he's been too good. Is there a witness in the house? I can't see you. He's been too good. Hallelujah. That wasn't part of the program. I just felt that thing this morning. I said I just felt that thing this morning. Hallelujah. All right, all right, all right. Welcome once again to this, the Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. We are super excited that you are here worshiping with us today, and we thank God for your presence. If you are a visitor in the place, or this is your first time in Ebenezer, if you could just raise your hand or wave your hand so that we might greet you with Jesus' joy. Praise God for your presence this morning. Praise God for your presence this morning. It is our earnest prayer that a word will be spoken into your hearing that would encourage your hearts, or a song that may be sung will lift your spirits this day. This is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. The following announcements are for you. We're still looking for volunteers. Volunteers are needed for our donor breakfast that's coming up in November, November 5th. We are reaching out to the community business leaders to support us in our efforts for our $1.2 million renovation of our sanctuary. Amen. And if you would like to be a part of what we call the Friends of Ebenezer, to our visitors and friends, you can support this effort to bring this church up to where it needs to be. We have done a good job down through the years, but you know that this is a historic landmark building, and we have to preserve it for the next 120 years. So if you want to join with us in that, we don't know who you are. We're doing most of the work ourselves, and we thank God for that, but I know there are members and friends that want to support us in this effort. You can go to our website, EbenezerBronzeville.org, and you can go there and you can give in support of this effort. Also, we have these blue envelopes. If you will want to support it during the time of giving, you can do that as well. Because Ebenezer, we're going to get this thing done. Amen. We're going to get this thing done. Amen. Also, I want to make mention that Sunday school and Bible study continues. We had a wonderful Sunday school lesson this morning, led by Brother Carroll and others. We are so grateful for your robust participation. Amen. Those who are online on our conference call and those who were in person. Also, we know everybody can't make it on Sunday morning early. You can join us for Bible study via Zoom on our Zoom platform at 6 p.m. So we give you two options to be with us. And again, I'm reminding you that I'm asking all leaders to join us either in Bible study or Sunday school. Amen. Also want to make mention that Pastor Lorraine Powell will be celebrating her 28th pastoral anniversary at the Holy Spiritual Temple Church, 5541 South State Street, next Sunday. I know that many of our Ebenezer members know Reverend Powell, and we certainly want to support her in her 28th pastoral anniversary. She certainly has been very supportive of Ebenezer, and we want to be supportive of her. Amen. 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 Happy to see that Madam First Lady has made her way into the sanctuary after a lot this past month. She was able to walk in, and for those of you who don't know, she's been battling some challenges of, I guess we just say, getting older, and then the weight of responsibility on her as relates to her parents, but she was able to make it in and be in worship today. Amen.
Oh, y'all can do better than that. Make her feel some kind of way. And again, I know Minister King may make mention of it, but I'm just going to say it so y'all know that we are in tandem, in support. If you got anything over in the Sims building, we getting that, put it this way. That is not your own personal church attic. There's some stuff in there that 120 years old that we can no longer use, okay? If there's anything in there that has to do with ministry and you want to keep, want to make certain that we can use it in the future and it's still in good order, please make certain that that is identified and put up so that we can get our building cleaned up and out. You know that we have a major donors breakfast coming up, and we have to get our building starting now, cleaned up and ready for that event. So if you got anything over there, please get it out or identify it. So because everything else that's broken, waterlogged, we getting out. Amen? Amen? Amen. Let's continue with worship this morning. Oh, don't stop worshiping. Don't stop worshiping. No, don't. My. Hallelujah. Giving folks their flowers while they're here. Morale hasn't been here for a little while because she's been busy. Y'all might not know it, and maybe I didn't do a good enough job of telling it, but she's been all around, I'm not going to say the city, all around Illinois singing her brand new release. She's got a project out. It's called Blessed Assurance. And if you have not heard it, you need to find a way to listen to it. It's You know, we don't really do CDs no more, for those of you. And I can tell y'all right now, ain't no cassette and ain't no 8-track. So ain't nothing I can do for you there. But if you have an iPhone, you can download it on Apple Music. If you have a different type of phone, an Android phone or whatever it might be, it is on Spotify Music as well. The song titled Blessed Assurance. And her name on the CD says Peral Shanti. And it's absolutely amazing. You got to check it out. We had a chance to hear her live and do it. And I need y'all to get it because her mom, I'm going to tell it because you know what it is? Humility is a wonderful thing. And Peral never tries to promote herself. She just comes and worship and she goes home. And she has this amazing thing, but her mom is on the CD, on the intro. She does the intro on the piano, and I'm telling y'all, we gonna figure out a way. And I already talked to Peral about this concert we got coming up. She was one of the first people I contacted. She said, just let me know when. And so we gonna see if we can get her. And look, and her mama liked me a little bit because I made friends with her mama at the concert. So I say, well, look, you know, she come. And I'm saying what her mama said, y'all, real quick. Her mama said, I don't know why she don't come on over and just be with y'all, because that's where she need to be. That's what her mama said. That's what her mama said. I told it. Yep, I told it. But anyway, come check it out, y'all. Check it out. It's called Blessed Assurance. It's a single. There's another larger project coming. But we're going to support her in all of her endeavors because she blesses us. She blesses us. And I've been watching her singing at the other church and been real mad and jealous. I'm just going to tell the truth. I've been watching her sing the praise team that she sings with, and they're absolutely amazing. But thank you. God bless you. Look, it's offering time. It's offering time, church. It is offering time. Yeah, it's offering time. Pastor Person has already given us the instructions for those of you who are friends of Ebenezer and want to join in that effort. Those instructions are simple. But for those of you who are in the room and those of you online, there are several ways for you to give. First, you can give at EbenezerBronzeville.org. You can give there, EbenezerBronzeville.org. Hit the Give Now button. And once you do that, you can give your tithes or your offering. And then there's also a separate button for the Friends of Ebenezer if you choose to join us. And we're praying that you would join us in that effort on our website. You can also give by mobile. You can text to give. That number is 773-779-0146. 312-779-0146, if I can read. 312-779-0146. You can also give by mail or drop off your gift, 4501 South Bend Sands Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60653. And last but not least, you can text to give, 773 or QuickPay, 773-960-9028. Again, 773-960-9028. If you need any of that information, our ushers do have all of that on cards. God bless you. Let us pray for the offering. Father God, we thank you in advance for all that you are about to do. Yeah, yeah. God, we thank you in advance for all you are about to do. God, we thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for what you're doing. But God, we're praising you in advance for what you are to do in this place. God, we ask that you would bless both the gift and the giver so that we can continue to do the work of your kingdom here in this place. In the name of the Most High Jesus, the Father. Every heart say amen. 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 shaken together and running over. Hallelujah. It's prayer time, church. We are. It's an opportunity for us to go to God with what we have. But I feel like today we are in a, it feels like a different mode of worship in the room. And sometimes we ain't got to always go to God with our hand out. I ain't gonna get no help with that. Let me say it again. Sometimes you don't always have to go to God with your hand out looking to receive something. Sometimes you can go to God just with your hand open, giving him something. So I want to take this opportunity to pray, but I want to do this. I know it's been a while. If we can all just, if you find a way to stand, make some room, if you need to step out into the aisle, do that. We're going to take this opportunity to pray. We're going to lift up the names on the prayer list, of course. But we're going to thank God for them because they're yet still here. They're yet still surviving. God is still blessing them. God is still providing for them. So we're going to just thank God for them today. And if you have something you want to thank God for, then you can just stand to your feet with us today. This is a time where we just want to give thanks. And while I'm preparing to pray, you can just start thinking about that thing or that purpose or that job or that person or those people or whatever it is. And just start saying, just watch this, just start speaking those things out wherever you are. Don't be worried about who gonna hear you. Just start telling God, thank you for whatever it is he's doing. If he's giving you good health, if he's giving you some strength, if he's provided for you, if he's put a roof over your head, if you got a little extra money in your bank account, if you woke up on with your right mind and most of your strength, just start giving God some thank you right where you are. You ain't got to wait for me to pray. Just start telling him thank you where you are. Because see, when the time comes and we get to heaven, he gonna ask you what you did. He gonna ask you what I did. You got to give an account for the thanks that you gave. So we're praying this morning for Lindsay Mayfield, Marguerite Jones, the mother of Reginald Jones. We're thanking God for Doris Robinson, cousin of Beverly Simpson. We're thanking God for Deacon Chester Coleman and Elise and Willie Grant. We're thanking him this morning for Alfred Moore and Kenneth Sexton, son of Vivian Pete. We're thanking God this morning for Al and Mary Burton, Shirley Anderson, Sarah Billups, Mary Alexander, Gladys Evans. We're thanking God for Reverend James Thompson, for Albert Cheney, son of Rita Cheney, for Angela Williams, daughter of Patricia Hatcher. We're thanking God for Gloreen Driver, friend of Gail and Juanita Cooper. We're thanking God this morning for David and Bernetta Pearson, parents of Dr. Pamela Person. We're thanking God this morning. We're thanking God this morning for Michael Jones Jr., for Deacon James Smith, who is with us in the building today. We're thanking God for Ernestine Rowe, for Tracy Hill, for Chandler Hill, for Laura Eddings, for Jaleesa Eddings, for Maisie Jordan, for Wanda Kimbrough, the niece of Freddie Boyd. We're thanking God for Terrell Blevins. We're thanking God for Lily Turner. We're thanking God for Natalie Dumas. We're thanking God for Brother Rob Martin. And we're thanking God for Michael Ross. We're thanking God this morning for Brother Warren Bingham. We're thanking God this morning for each and every individual in this room. We're thanking you this morning, God. God, we come this morning just we want to just say thank you. Lord God, we thank you, God, for another chance. And chance after chance after chance, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord God, we thank you that even despite sometimes our ways that are not like yours, you still see fit to give us another chance. And for that, we say thank you. Lord God, we thank you. God, we thank you because even when we don't get it all right, you still show us some grace and some mercy. Lord God, we thank you, God, for the years you've allowed us to be on this corner, God. Even at our highest height, God, and at our deepest depths, God, you saw fit to keep us here. And for that, Lord, we said thank you. Lord God, we thank you, God, that even when we have came up short in different areas of our life, God, you see fit to keep your arms of protection around us. And for that, we said thank you. Lord God, we're thanking you this morning, God, because there are some tired souls amongst us today. There's some folks, God, who are tired in their bodies. They're tired in their minds, God. They're tired, God. But we're thanking you this morning for the strength that you continue to provide, God. We thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you. Lord God, we're thanking you, God. Because you've been better to us, my, than we've been to ourselves. We thank you, God, that you keep on making a way out of no way. We thank you, God, that you keep us in the hollow of your hand. We thank you. God, we thank you for relationships this morning. We're thanking you for marriages this morning, God. We're thanking you for families restored this morning, God. God, we're thanking you for the release that you have sent for us today, God. God, we're thanking you in right now, God, for the blessing that you have coming for us, God. God, we're thanking you for the completion of the project that we have, God. We're thanking you already, God. Lord God, we just want to thank you today. We just want to bless your name today, God. God, we just want to bless you in a mighty way today, God. God, we don't want to burden you with our problems today, God. We just want to give you glory, honor, and praise. We just want to thank you today, God. God, whether we shout out your name or we clap our hands or stomp our feet, whatever we do today, God, we give our bodies to you, God. We submit them today, God, a living sacrifice for you. Lord God, we praise you. We love you on today. We praise you. We lift you up in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
God is able. God is able.
Come on.
God is able. God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think. What a mighty God we serve. He's awesome in all his ways. He knows what to give us, but he knows what to take away. He knows how to turn a frown into a smile. He knows how to break up the mess that's going on and to refill us with his goodness, with his love, with his peace, with understanding. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for being the potter that molds us and shapes us and renews us every single day. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. In case you have fallen by the wayside of life, dreams and visions shattered, you are broken inside. right. You don't have to stay in the shape that you're in. I don't want to put you back together again. Oh, I don't want to put you back together again. In case you have fallen by the wayside of life, dreams and visions shattered, you're all broken inside. You don't have faith in the shape that you're in. The potter wants to put you back together again. Oh, the potter wants to put you back together again. In case your situation has turned upside down, and all that you've accomplished is now on the ground, you don't have to stay in the shape of your hands. The potter won't to put you back together again. Oh, the potter wants to put you back together again. Oh, in case your situation has turned upside down, and all that you've accomplished, it's all on ground. You don't have to stay in the shape that you're in. Oh, the potter wants to put you back together again. Oh, the potter wants to put you back together again. You to put you back together again. Oh, the potter wants to put you back together again. You are broken. The potter wants to put you back together again. Oh, the potter wants to put you back together again. Oh, there is joy in the potter's house. Oh, there is peace in the potter's house. If you're looking for healing, it's in the potter's house. If you need
salvation. It's in the potter's house. If you're looking for deliverance, it's in the potter's house. Everything you need, it's in the potter's house. Everything you need, it's in the potter's house. Get on your knees, lift your hands, open your mouth, say to God, I need you, I need you, I need you, I know you can fix it, I need you, I know you can handle it, I need you, I know that you're able, oh, there is joy, it's in the power. If you're looking for joy, I said, it's in the potter's house. If you're sick in your body, oh, healing is in the potter's house. If you can't figure out your situation, give it to God. I said, everything you need, it's in the potter's house. Joy, it's right there in the potter's house. He wants to give it to you. All you have to do is ask him. Oh, everything you need, it's in the potter's house. Everything you need, the potter won't to put you back together again. Oh, the potter won't to put you back together again. Oh, the potter won't to put me back together again. Oh, the potter wants to put you back together again.
Let your say amen. Let the church say amen again. We thank Parab for leading us in worship. I thank Minister King for mentioning what she is doing. Amen. And if you haven't already done so, like me, go to iTunes and download her Blessed Assurance so that can be on part of your playlist. Her name is Parald Shanti, P-O-R-A-L-D, Shanti, S-H-A-N-T-I, well, I don't know if I pronounced it right. Shanti, okay. Just download it. For those of you who know what downloading is, and if our seniors don't know, ask your grandchildren, they'll do it for you. You know, Ebenezer, I don't know if you stopped and reflect. Like, someone shared with us today that this Sunday was National Go Back to Church Day, right? Because we've been, you know, on COVID protocols for 2+ years, right? Right? I love this crowd. I don't know if y'all got the message, but I love to see you all here. But I thought about it as I was listening to her to sing and listening to what Minister King said about what she is doing. Do you know Ebenezer? Ebenezer has been blessed for 2 years for folks who came to sing while we were going through this COVID protocol situation. I thank God first for our choir members who stood in the gap
but also all of the soloists that we have had since COVID started. Y'all remember them? Y'all remember Melody? Melody, she is one of the younger ones that was here. She sang and she lifted her voices. She's now touring with Maverick City. See, young folk know what that is, Maverick City. Oh, Beverly knows, so I guess everybody knows, though. And then, you, of course, Peral and Jeffrey and, give me the names, Brittany and Ira, and there's so many more. And Lala, that's right, that all stood in the gap. And the Lord just put on my heart, Minister King, that at some point, hopefully before the end of the year, we could honor each one of them and say thank you for their service to Ebenezer for this past year. And maybe, just maybe, they can be a part of that concert we're trying to do. But I think it's, I've learned in this place, it's always appropriate to say thank you. Did y'all hear me today? It's always appropriate to say thank you. Happy to see Sister Allie Sims in the building. She's here with her daughter-in-love, Rachel Ingram Sims. And I know that this is a challenging day. Her son's birthday is today. And we had to release him to the Lord. Tragic accident happened and he went home to be with the Lord. And I know you're here. I know your heart is heavy a bit, but I know you're also celebrating. And we all know that everybody grieves differently. Well, see, everybody that ain't said nothing, y'all ain't never had to grieve. But we all grieve differently, and some of us get through the best way we can get through. I tell you, I'm still grieving. Still grieving. Every time I see a picture, every time I hear a song, I'm grieving, reminds me. But we want you to know that God is still with you and your family. There is no timeline. Just allow God to guide you and direct you as you go forth. And just trust and believe that he will indeed bring you out. I want to read into your hearing Acts the 13th chapter, but I'm going to read it from the Message translation. I know that Minister King did it, the King James Version, and I appreciate that. But Acts 13, the 42nd, beginning with the 42nd verse, you'll find these words. When the service was over, Paul and Barnabas were invited back to preach again the next Sabbath. As the meeting broke up, a good many Jews and converts to Judaism went along with Paul and Barnabas, who urged them in long conversations to stick with what they'd started, this living in and by God's grace. When the next Sabbath came around, practically the whole city showed up to hear the word of God. Some of the Jews, seeing the crowds, went wild with jealousy and tore into Paul, contradicting everything he was saying, making an ugly scene. But Paul and Barnabas didn't back down. Standing their ground, they said, it was required that God's word be spoken first of all to you, the Jews. But seeing that you want no part of it, you've made it quite clear that you have no taste or inclination for eternal life. The door is open to all the outsiders, and we're on our way through it. following orders, doing what God commanded. When he said, I've set you up as light to all nations, you'll proclaim salvation to the four winds and seven seas. When the non-Jewish outsiders heard this, they could hardly believe their good fortune. All who were marked out for real life put their trust in God. They honored God's word by receiving that life. And this message of salvation spread like wildfire all through the region. The word of God for the people of God. And all of God's people said, amen. I want to speak from the subject, you can take it or leave it. You can take it or leave it. You know, we have been talking a lot about evangelism here at Ebenezer. We've been talking about growing our faith community, growing our church, because we believe in the importance of spreading the good news. For those of us who try our best to lead others to Christ, though, this record in the scriptures is a real eye-opener, an eye-opener that includes us all. Because, you see, as followers of Christ, every one of us is expected, or should I say, every one of us is required to share the good news of salvation through Jesus Christ. Did you hear what I said this morning? Every one of us who call ourselves Christians are required to share the good news of salvation through Jesus Christ. Too many of us hesitate to share our love of Christ for fear we will be mocked and our message will be rejected. But we have to look at that differently, because it's not you they're rejecting, it's Christ. And it's not your message, it's his. Still, I recognize and sympathize with those who try over and over again to witness to the hard-headed, hard-hearted. I've come across more than a few myself. I've had friends and even relatives who fall right into the category of the unconvinced. And it hurts to know they often avoid me for fear I will once again try to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to their deafened ears. How, Ebenezer, do people respond to the gospel? The biblical record of Paul's ministry gives us more than a glimpse at the varying ways humanity interprets and reacts when they hear that someone died for their sins. Their responses are as different as you can imagine, and it gives us an idea of what we can expect as we proclaim Christ to a dying world. Paul was preaching in Antioch. Antioch was a good place to spread the gospel because Antioch was a trading post. It was a bustling metropolis, a crossroads for many travelers. And Barnabas brought him there because when Paul was in Jerusalem, Peter and the other disciples were afraid to believe that he was a true disciple. And if you really were honest, you can't blame them. For Bible readers know that Paul used to be named Saul. And he was a notorious Christian killer. And it's hard, I admit, to forget what people used to be. I mean, you're a disciple now, but friends and family, remember when you were out all night They remember you when you talked out the side of your head. They remembered you smoking like a chimney, cussing up a storm. They remember when you drank like a sailor and talked out of school. So we will be wise to be patient when you witness to friends and family or whatever your sphere of influence may be. They too remember how you used to be. Because the truth of the matter, I wonder today how many of y'all recognize that you were delivered from some things. Oh, I only got one person waving their hand. I guess y'all came in out of the womb saved. We all have, people all remember us when. But Paul may have been offended by Peter's rebuff, but you really couldn't tell. Because Paul, like us, should be and was determined. Because Paul was on a mission to share the gospel with everyone. There's an expression for that. And that expression is called tunnel vision. There's an old baseball story that's told that makes the point. New York Yankee Yogi Berra was known for his constant chatter as a catcher, which was meant to distract his opponents. The story goes that during the World Series, heavy-hitting, hammering Hank Aaron of the Milwaukee Braves stepped up to the plate, and you could hear Yogi saying, "Hank, you're holding the bat wrong. You're supposed to hold it so you can read the trademark." Aaron didn't respond. And with the next pitch, he hit a home run into the left field bleachers. And as he rounded the bases, tagged home plate, he looked at Yogi Berra and smiled and said, "I didn't come up here to read." Paul had a job to do. It wasn't to win over the disciples and make them love him. He was called to hit a home run for Christ. And that's just what Paul was intending to do. You see, he had a message of deliverance and a message of forgiveness. And he was determined to share it with everyone. And so you may be asking the question then, how do you witness to an unbeliever? The unbelievers who showed up at the synagogue in Antioch were admittedly a mixed bag. First, there were the Gentiles. Religious in the city. They may have been unchurched, but they were sick of the immoralities and of their society. Their empty religions left them feeling just that, empty. And they hungered for something more. In the text, many of them were attracted by the Jews' morality and worship of a one true and living God. So what did they do? They sat in the back of the synagogue to listen and learn, and they had a lot to learn. But their hearts had been touched by the gospel. They were receptive. The Holy Spirit was working within them, stirring them to crave forgiveness of their sins. Our text says that they besought more preaching. They wanted more preaching, continuous action. These weren't sometimey visitors who just dropped by. They weren't looking to be CME Christians. You know, those who come for Christmas, Mother's Day, and Easter. They didn't stop by the food pantry or the clothing drive, or come just for the toy giveaway. They weren't looking for a handout. They genuinely were curious about the gospel. You see, they just wanted to hear more about Jesus. And I submit to you today, there are a lot of people around us who are just like these Gentiles. They don't have Christian parents, so they haven't heard about Jesus. Their hearts are fertile for spiritual education. They just need to hear the truth from you. Jesus said, the Holy Spirit will do the rest. For in Matthew, he says, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And then there was another group of potential converts in the synagogue. They were the Jews and the proselytes. They were the faithful ones. The proselytes were those whom the Jews had converted to the Jewish faith. When they heard Paul and Barnabas preach, they were so drawn to the message that they couldn't wait until the next Sabbath to hear more. They heard this powerful sermon and apparently made a decision to follow Christ because they truly believed he was the fulfillment of God's promise of a Messiah. They wanted to know more, and they couldn't wait until the next week. So they followed the preacher into the street after the service because they had an urgent thirst for the gospel. And Paul strongly exhorted and encouraged them to continue in the grace of God. There are many people right in your neighborhood who, like the Jews and the proselytes, believe in God and want to know more about Jesus. They may be living next door to you, or cutting your hair, or doing your hair, or bagging your groceries. When you talk about Jesus, they are hanging on every word you say. And if you pay close attention, you can be the positive influence that leads them to a personal relationship with Christ. Just tell them that without Christ as your help, you'll be hopeless. Without Christ as your anchor, you'd be drifting. Without Christ as your friend, you'd be lonely. Without Christ as your guide, you would be lost. And then there were some potential converts in Antioch who never heard the word of God. What brought them to the synagogue was what they heard coming from Paul and Barnabas. Maybe some were a little afraid because they heard this preacher who was in town who used to kill Christians. You know how we love a good story? Curiosity is always a sure hook. News must have spread quickly about this new preacher in town who was stirring things up. Paul was preaching a truth that had not been heard before. Even though he had a past filled with a lot of baggage. But I tell you today, he still preached the truth. And I have discovered that's the only way to fill our churches. We have to preach the truth. I said we have to preach the truth and not just the pastor. Every one of us has a duty to tell the truth about Jesus. No sugarcoating, no glazing over, no soft sell, for this is a battle for souls. And if we truly believe that there is a hell waiting for those who reject Christ, we better get busy because we have to be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Oh, to be sure, although their mountains may be steep, Jesus will lead the way. Although temptations may be great, Jesus will be their strength. And although their trials may be tough, God's grace is always sufficient. Although the battle against sin may get even hot, Christ assures them of the victory. Finally, there were some who rejected and opposed Paul's message because they did not like them telling the truth. And they saw the fruit of their labor. They were jealous of the reaction Paul got from his sermon. They accused Paul of blaspheming or lying when he said that Christ was the Messiah. Paul could tolerate the Gentiles. They didn't know any better. He could tolerate the Jews and the proselytes. They were excited about his revelation and forgiveness. He could tolerate the heathens who just came out of curiosity. But he wasn't going to stand for name-calling and accusations, especially from Jews who should have known better. Instead of being overjoyed that their deliverer had come, these dyed-in-the-wool Jews were jealous of the success of Paul and Barnabas to reach the hearts of the people. They actually spoke against the gospel truth and contradicted what the prophets of old had proclaimed. They were real blasphemers. This biblical account of Paul's Antioch mission trip lets us know we won't win everyone to Christ, because some are just stuck in their ways and won't budge an inch. They have closed their eyes and ears to God's new covenant with humankind, and they just won't have any part of it. They won't listen to people who are different from them. They won't listen to people outside of their circle. They certainly won't listen to people who were once sinners and now claim to be saved. They will deride the miracles of God. They will detest the glory of God. They will depose the authority of God, and they will despise the goodness of God. Talk till you are blue in your face, but they will remain unmoved. We all have the same opportunity when it comes to the gospel message. We can take it or we can leave it. The choice is ours to make. You can take the cup of salvation or you can leave it. You can take the gift of forgiveness or you can leave it. You can take the reward of eternal life or you can leave it. You can take this journey with Jesus, or you can leave it. Paul has a message for every Christian in here today. And the message is this: when you share your love of Christ with everyone, expect rejection and persecution. Let me tell you something, it goes with the territory. But Jesus said this: blessed when men revile you and persecute you and utter all manner of evil against you falsely for his sake. Just be fearless with your witness. Those saved through your influence will be ever so grateful you took the time to share your story with them. So Ebenezer, just tell them. Do you hear me today? Just tell them. Tell them that you believe in Christ, because he is the only begotten Son of God. Tell them you walk with Christ because you were buried with him by baptism. Tell them you are obedient to Christ. because the wages of sin is death. Tell them you are faithful to Christ, and that's why you bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in your mouth. Tell them you are guided by Christ because he is the author and the finisher of your faith. Tell them that you are saved by grace because it is the gift of God. Tell them you are victorious through Christ because whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Just tell them. Tell them your story. Tell them how he made a way for you. Tell them how he opened a door for you. Tell him how he took you out of the muck and mire. Tell them your story. Tell them the rest is up to them because they can take it or they can leave it. The word of God for the people of God and all of God's people said, amen. God bless you this morning. At this time, we're going to open the doors of the church. Perhaps there's someone here. Perhaps there's someone who wants to give their life to the Lord. Perhaps there's someone who is unchurched that do not have a church home. We want to extend an invitation to you to join with us here at Ebenezer. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Come on, come on. Let's receive him. Hallelujah. Is there another? Is there another? Is there another? Come on, pray church, pray church. This is where we all participate. Pray church, pray church. Is there another? Perhaps you are not connected with the church. We would love to serve you as your pastor. We would love for this to be your church home. Is there one today? Perhaps you're watching us online. Perhaps you're watching us on our YouTube or our Facebook channel, and you can't get to the building. Just send us your contact information. Let us know that you want to be in relationship.
I love you.
Pray, church, and sing with our soloist.
Just more to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything.
Anybody in this building love the Lord? Isn't there anybody?
I love you, see.
Anybody love the Lord?
He, I worship and adore. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Lord, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you. Yes, I do. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to take the time to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Oh, and I worship and adore you. Just wanna tell you, Lord, I love you, 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 I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship.
Pastor and church, we have Charles Ward, who lives here in the city. He is coming to us as a candidate for baptism.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, y'all can do better than that.
Hallelujah.
Hey!
Hallelujah. Glory to you, Jesus.
Brother Ward, we want to welcome to this the Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. You know, we know that we've been seeing you, and we know for sure that God wants to do a new thing in your life. I know that everybody has different life stories. Everybody don't come at the same time, the same way. But everybody ought to be celebrating when one recognizes the need for Jesus Christ in their lives. Brother Ward, we celebrate your open declaration that you want to go down in the waters. And DK, we're going to make that happen next Sunday, right? Next Sunday. And so on behalf of Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, we want to welcome to this your new faith community. We look forward to taking you into the water next week, and we can't wait to see what God is going to do with to do through you in this place. God bless you, brother.
I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you I love you. I can't live this life without you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Standing to your feet. Come on, come on.
I love you, Jesus.
I worship
and adore.
Just want to tell you that I love
you. Lord,
I love you. Come on, one more. Let's close out strong. I love you.
I love you, Jesus.
I worship
and adore you.
Just want to tell you.
Lord, I love you.
Hallelujah. I was laughing before we pronounced the benediction. Brother Ward said, gave me something to help remember his name. He said, Heisman Trophy. All the athletes in here know what I'm talking about. Charlie Ward won the Heisman Trophy. Not this Charlie Ward.
FSU.
But we ain't going to forget his name now, because we just going to call you Heisman. But we thank God for you, Brother Ward, coming down. I don't know about you, but he made my day. He made my day. I know that we're going to have our pictures taken after the benediction for those persons, those groups and organizations and ministers. We're going to do that, trustees, deacons, so on and so forth. So after we pronounce the benediction, let's follow the instructions of our photographer. Let's greet our guests as they depart, and then we'll get ready for our pictures. And now unto him who's able to keep you from falling, to him who's able to present you for his Father with exceedingly great joy. To the all-wise God be dominion and power, honor and glory, now, henceforth, and forevermore. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Yes, ma'am.
Everyone move down to the front, please. We will start with the music ministry first.
We got to get some stuff set up. Just follow directions. Okay. Just please.
Okay. Excuse me. We'll start with the deacons first.
Whatever you want to go in there.
I know. I get it.
I
got it. Okay. Oh.
have facilities in there to take a picture?
Deacon Mayberry, we need you down front. Deacon Mayberry, we need you down front. Deacon Mayberry, we need you down front. Here you come. There you go.
So is it still the choir first? No, this is the biggest
jump.
Okay, that's fine. We're in no rush. I was wondering because when she told me Wednesday or Thursday that she wasn't gonna be here, I didn't think about the picture then. But she going out of town, so that can't be helped. Okay, that'll be fine. That'd be fine.
Real shrimp, edible shrimp.
What do you want to do?
time to go there? You got to go to work today?
Fit. Music is next. Music, music.
Okay.
Oh. As soon as the deacons are clear, we'll ask the music ministry to come up. Deacon Smith's going to go up the middle aisle so y'all can clear out whatever you need to move. Thank you.
Department, everybody. Is it just a show? Is it just a
name? Excuse me.
Oh, yes. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Is it just a
music department?
You want musicians in the department? You want it?
Musicians. I need all musicians, and then we'll do choir and then one with everybody. So musicians first, then choir. She knows. Choir, 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 choir. Come on, choir. Thank you. Choir. She'll make it look full. Choir. Come on. Come on, choir. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let me see what it look like. Back here. Hey, lady.
Hey, baby.
How you? All right, I'm gonna need y'all to go down this way some. Thank you. I need my gentlemen in the middle. They can't be in the end. Come on now. It's only two of them. In a minute we're gonna have the musicians gonna join back in at the end. Yes. Yeah, you need to squeeze in the middle. My fellas in the middle. They can't be on the end. It's only two of them. Come on now. Y'all spread out. Mr. Khan, to go back that way a little bit. Derek, next to Eric. Thank you. And who? Who? No, not yet. No, it's just choir right now. Just the choir. As soon as she... That's what I said, man. I said... So if it's nine, then you'll be in the middle. So go all the way down till Derek is in the middle. Derek should be right in front of the pulpit. Just keep going this way. Derek. Keep your, everybody, no, Derek, you, let me help y'all. You get yourself right on back over here. Everybody move down, everybody this way, until Derek is in the middle. Everybody, come on. Thank you very much. Come on down with, yes, thank you. There we go. Now y'all look like y'all somebody.
Mr.
All right, y'all, hold on. Stay right there. Stay right there. 2 seconds. Gonna do one more. Was that good? Oh, that's not bad. 2 seconds. Go. Good job. Thank you. Our musicians, real quick. I need all the musicians. Y'all stay. Everybody get back. Musicians, everybody, and the choir. Musicians and choir. Musicians and choir. Y'all stay in y'all spot. Musicians, just join in.
Gotcha.
Who? Musicians and choir. Thank you, ma'am. Eric, come on this side. I mean, Everett, this side. No, Everett, Everett. Just go down there to even it out. Thank you. Thank you. Good job. 2, 1, pitcher. That's good. All right. Now we need to get facilities out because people got to go. So facilities need to get theirs in. Facilities, real quick. And then Maggie Pryor is next. Maggie Pryor is right after facilities. Thank you, musicians and choir. Thank you so much. Thank you. Okay. I'm back this way. I don't know. Whoop it at the center. That means you need to be right back here. Come on over here, sir. Come on. Thank you. All right.
Okay.
I'm gonna get it off. We're gonna get it off once once you take this picture before taking that fire man and get up there anyway. So. Okay, zoom in a little more. Oh, kind of blue. Huh? Shouldn't be the lens, like that. See? See? If they put a miss up there, I would have knew that. Look, I tell him because he read every week.
I think he got it right now.
Push the button to turn my mic on the broadcast. It was just on in here. Y'all mics are turned. I will play for you so you can hear. And I told Mel and them, they got to learn how to play underneath. Y'all ain't got them strong voices y'all had 20 years ago. You and R. tell me, but they look like the rest of them up there hollering. Y'all mic turned way up, and then the mic and then the... If somebody called, that's okay. I'm going to let her talk. Camera. Maggie Pryor Circle, Maggie Pryor Circle. Take your time, take your time.
I was just, don't pay no attention. Thank you.
want to review pitches because we got to go. So,
Trustees are next. Trustees are next. We don't have time to review pictures. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see them when they post it. Come on, trustees.
We can review next Sunday. We're going to have picture day next Sunday.
Trustees are next.
What group y'all in? Let me see if this works. Hold on.
Jakari, I need a picture of my birthday twin.
I already say now. You don't have time. I do have time.
Latanya, you still upstairs? No, she in the back. Hey, Evan, Tanya in the studio? Huh? She probably ran. Look.
Is she in the office?
Oh, no, that ain't her.
No. Mrs. King.
Tanya, don't make me start calling you like I be now.
Well, somebody be in. I want Regina and where's the other young people? I want them to get a picture with them as well. Miles.
Yeah, I said Miles. That's what I thought. Where's the young
man? Miles. Miles.
Regina. Regina.
That's all right. 14 come out Friday. I'll be in line. That's right. I waited. I do 13. So I'm doing 14. All right, let's go.
Usher boy. Come on, Usher boy. Come on, Usher boy.
Usher boy number one, two. Usher boy number two. Senior Usher ministry.
And the youth Usher.
Okay, you gotta wait. I need a picture of the kid. We just can't have seniors in the book. I'm going out there with y'all. Are y'all going direct there? Well, just wait. I mean, if y'all going, I'm going too.
Usher boy number, junior ushers. Wait. senior usher ministry. Y'all ain't got that? Junior ushers. Wait. No.
standing all the way that way, and all that room over there. All that room. Y'all can just move down. Come on now.
Y'all saw all the other people get doing the example. Y'all going to get up here just going to say y'all going to do what y'all want to do. They the ushers. They think they in charge. I know that's how it goes.
Don't mess with them ushers.
Maxine get to be in the middle, unless Maxine gonna switch with yeah. Well, you get on that side of Ethel then, and let her be in the middle. You step over, look, there we go, right there. Don't go no further. Amber, you come on in closer, Miss Ransaw. Come on up in. Yeah, there you go. Act like y'all like each other. Come on now. Well, act like it. There you go. All right, let me get out the way. Come on, she good. All right, who's next? Who? Outreach. Oh, he said pass and the youth. And the two youths. Aww. Jakar, you ain't aged out yet? Let me get it Outreach. Outreach. We look good. Oh, that's good. Is anybody? No, he can stay right. We got who you missing? Mayberry. Deacon Mayberry. Michael. Eric, could you snatch Mayberry up out there when you go out there, please? Snatch Mayberry. Mayberry, where you at? Come on, man. Outreach. All right, on the street.
Scholarship.
Who that is? Scholarship. You're right. Who that is?
We're gonna get you a scholarship.
Who that is? I got one already. When I feel like it. Who that is? Scholarship. 1, 2 is just 4. Who we missing? Who? Oh, Terrell. See, I said it right. Terrell Blevins. Terrell. She checked me earlier. Say, don't mess my name up no more. Come on. masquerading. That's what y'all never knew them for. Carol O. She coming, Speedy Gonzalez. She on her way, Speedy Gonzalez. You sure? I'll get you a chair. Let her sit in between one, two, right up in here. Yeah, she'd be good.
Watch
go that way.
Watch her feet.
Okay, I'm good.
No, that way, Nancy. Thank you, because I'm going to put her back here. Yeah.
Okay.
There we go. See, if I was one of them old pretty boy Kappas, I could spin this a little bit, but I... I never was. I wasn't one of them people. I wasn't one of them people. More. Good job. Who's next? Oh, hold on. Let me help out. Who's next? Or is it just us? Ready? All right. Mm-hmm. I'll send you a bill. Bishop Person, can you come on, Bishop? Can y'all get Bishop Person over here? My pretty wear off, and I got, it's almost 1:30. My pretty gonna wear off real quick. Gotta hurry up. Plus my stomach growling. Thank you. Hey, where Mayberry at? Oh. That's okay. I'll do it myself. I feel like I'm missing the mic. Oh. Hey, Lehman. Hey, see if you, is Mayberry out there? Oh, I'm finna cut this off. Can you turn it off up there? I'm gonna cut it off back here. All right.